This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says that she was disturbed to hear Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say there would be total coordination between the White House and Senate over the upcoming presidential impeachment trial. More from AP Shelley Adler.
While it appears acquittal is a foregone conclusion in the Senate, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's wrong to make that decision ahead of time.
For me to prejudge and say there's nothing there, or on the other hand, he should be impeached yesterday, that's wrong.
Speaking to Anchorage station KTUU, Murkowski adds she was bothered when Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in a recent Fox News interview said that there should be total coordination with the White House on the trial.
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A lawyer for Lev Parnas, an associate of U.S. President Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani, who's been charged with campaign finance violations, has requested to be withdrawn as counsel.
An associate of U.S. President Donald Trump's personal lawyer charged with campaign finance violations is having trouble paying his lawyers. Lev Parnas was represented by two attorneys, but on Tuesday night, one of them asked the court to be excused, saying his client couldn't afford them both.
Today, we unseal an indictment charging Lev Parnas, Igor Fruman, and two co-defendants for their alleged participation in schemes to violate the federal campaign finance laws by repeatedly using straw donors and foreign money.
In October, the Ukrainian-born Parnas was charged, along with another man named Igor Fruman, with illegally funneling money to a pro-Trump election committee and to other politicians whom they pressed to get the U.S. ambassador to Kiev removed.
Reuters' Zachary Goldman, and this is VOA News. Syrian government troops supported by Russian warplanes advanced on a rebel-held town in northwestern province of Idlib. The ongoing offensive against the town in southern Idlib has caused a major influx of civilians to move to safer areas along the Syrian-Turkish border. That's according to a war monitoring group. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which has researchers across the war-torn country, said the following intense fighting in the area, Syrian government forces took control of dozens of villages around the strategic town. Even during holiday celebrations marking the Christmas holiday, Hong Kongers took to streets for anti-government protests Wednesday. Emma McCarthy reports.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas and used pepper spray on protesters on Wednesday to try to disperse crowds at Christmas-decorated shopping malls and nearby streets. Although there were no major clashes, riot police patrolled past protest hotspots, briefly firing tear gas in Mong Kok. Police have described their responses to the unrest as reactive and restrained. Demonstrators were keen to keep the protests going despite festive celebrations. Hong Kong's pro-Beijing leaders have made no concessions to the protesters despite acknowledging their defeat in November's council elections.
That's Reuters' Imam McCarthy reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan paid a surprise visit to Tunisia on Wednesday to discuss cooperation for a possible ceasefire in neighboring Libya. Turkey supports the internationally recognized government. Erdogan also reaffirmed Ankara's willingness to send troops to Libya if it received such a request. The rector of Notre Dame says the Paris Cathedral may not be saved after all. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Holiday masses were at a cathedral near the Louvre Museum. Rector Monsignor Patrick Chabot says Christmas is a time of hope.
Aujourd'hui, elle n'est pas hors de danger.
But he says the cathedral is not out of danger. There is a 50% chance that it will be saved, but there's also a 50% chance the scaffolding that was in place before the fire could fall. Parishioner Jean-Luc Bossam says he feels sorrow over the fire, but...
We are French. We're going to try to rebuild Notre Dame as it was before, because it's a symbol. Simply.
Monsignor Chabot says renovation work isn't likely to begin until 2021. I'm Ed Donahue.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.